Good morning. This is Jordan Play in Horoscope Archley.
Good morning. This is Mujalefa Mashabani, and we nominated Mrs. Govinda for Teachers Appreciation Week with 947.
Mrs. Govinda is a hardworking woman who always strives for greatness, is dedicated to her work and making our school a better place.
She is the first female principal for HSB. We appreciate and love her with all her hard work.
We love you, Mrs. Govinda.
We love you, Mrs. Govinda.
He's larger than life. Turn it up. It's Mo Flavor on 947.
A nomination. A surprise visit. A thank you they'll never forget. It's Teacher Appreciation Week on 947 with Mo Flavor.
Oh, yes, it is. You know what I love about this is that it might even be a throwback for you because we might be nominating and showing love to a teacher that was your teacher when you were in school. Or maybe it's a teacher you know because they are your kid's teacher. So, yeah, it's quite special what we're trying to do this week on Teacher Appreciation. Today, we're heading out to Hoër School, Birchley in Kempton Park. There is a Mrs. Carmen Govinda, who's been a teacher for about 30 years. She's now the principal, and she deserves all the love, according to Mujalefa, as well as Jordan. TTO from the 947 AM squad, driven by Jeto, has arrived and parked safely at the school. TTO, what's the latest?
Oh my God, Mo, I am so excited to be here today. The first thing myself and Dabe went to was a tuck shop, because what we're doing today, Mo, is just so special. We're showing love to the teachers that are shaping these young people's futures. And today, we're here to surprise Carmen Govinda, who has been teaching for over 30 years. Yo. And she's the first female principal of this institution. So she doesn't know anything. I've spoken to the grade 12 classes, yeah, walking into the class. Yeah. They are bringing her over. So as soon as she comes in, we want them to make some noise more.
Okay, so, I'm assuming, because you're saying she doesn't know anything, that she's coming there for whatever other reason. Like, what's the game plan? What's the trick here?
So she thinks there's a student in this class that's fainted, and before we pick the student up, we need the principal to come and sign it off.
So hang on, please don't tell me the student is going to be lying on the floor as the principal arrives.
Well, they're just on standby. We are all playing our parts now.
So as it is, she's making her way to the classroom right now. You guys are all ready.
We are all ready, Mo. I think we can rock now.
Okay, I think let's rock. I am ready when you are. There we go. It looks like she has landed in the classroom to a standing ovation for Mrs. Govinda.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good, and you?
So how's the learner that's fainted in the classroom doing?
Very well. Who is this? Okay, so I'm totally thrown here.
I know you are. So first things first, you are live on 947. You're speaking to Mo Flavor, and we have decided to show you some love and appreciate you for the wonderful teacher and principal that you have been at Hoër School, Birchley in Kempton Park. So congratulations.
Wow.
And your very, very naughty students, Jordan and Mujalefa, put us up to this. We worked very well with them to make sure that we get you exactly where we want you in this moment right now for the whole of Joburg to know just how incredible you are.
Oh, that is absolutely, absolutely awesome. I'm so, so taken aback. I'm actually speechless. But thank you so much. Thank you to my learners for nominating me. And thank you to 94.7 for recognizing the hard work that goes to running a school. It's really, really, really mind-blowing to be standing here now and to go through this.
I mean, I'm sitting here thinking that 30 years is literally a lifetime. I mean, how do you even reflect on that as a teacher, knowing that you've dedicated so many years to this thing you love?
You know what? If I have to go back to the 30 years, there isn't anything else in this world that I would want to do but to be a teacher. But to shape the lives of others, but to get up every single morning and show up for my school. That is just, you know, what it is and what I want to do with the rest of my life, the rest of the years that I have, is to be someone leading a school like this, where we change lives, we make a difference in the lives of the young people, and we see it year after year when they come back to us with whatever they've achieved.
What is the one quality in your view, ma'am, that you feel, you know, for anybody that wants to get into teaching needs to have? Because I'm pretty sure it's not for everyone.
No, it's definitely not for everyone, but it is a love. It is a passion. It is a want that you want to make a difference in the lives of others. If you don't have that, if you don't have that drive, if you don't have that passion that you want to make a difference in the lives of your students, your educators, everybody around you, the whole school community, then don't get into teaching. It's a lot of hard work. It's paperwork. It takes a lot of your hours, your energy, but the reward is seeing the difference that you make in the lives of others.
Totally. You know, I'm thinking about teenagers, Mrs. Govinda, and I'm thinking, how do you manage? Because you are literally, you know, teaching and, you know, looking over teenagers that probably half the time don't listen to half the things you say.
I'm standing in a grade 12 class now, and they're smiling at me because I am the most hardest on my grade 12s, and this is a school of almost 2,000 learners.
Yo, that is.
So I'm physically at it all the time, but you know what? The teenage, I'd rather be in a high school than a primary school, firstly. But having teenagers comes with its rewards as well. You know, they're such complex human beings, and they come from such different social circumstances. But each one of them is so different in their own way.
Oh,
and having them succeed in their own way. You know, not every learner is going to be a doctor. Not every learner is going. But when they leave the gates of our school, of Wood School Birchley, we know that they're going to do something with their lives. We know that they're going to make us proud in whatever they do.
Listen, they are blessed to have you. You have a solid head on your shoulders, ma'am. And it seems as if they're very well led. So thank you for all the years of service that you've dedicated in raising the learners through the school. And we wish you all the best. What we are going to do, though, is give you a nice hamper for you to enjoy. It's got all types of goodies in there. And then what we're also going to do is give you a game drive experience so that just to go and relax, you know, just to clear your head away from the students. We're going to be sending you out to Rhino and Lion Nature Reserve. It's a beautiful experience for you and your family. Yes. Lovely stuff.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It is really a treat for Mother's Day because, you know, as educators, we are not just moms to our own kids, but really kids to all of these learners sitting in front of me as well.
Yep.
So thank you so much, Wood School Birchley. Thank you to 94.7 for making this possible.
And one more time, make some noise for Mrs. Govinda. Yes. Oh, and before you go, apparently you're a fan of Taylor Swift.
Wait. Is
Miss Govinda still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I hear you're a fan of Taylor Swift.
Yes, I am.
So we're about to shake it off for 947.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
This is your song. Enjoy.